is another one of those games where it felt like you guys should have come out on top. There was a lot of pushback, a lot of fightback.
Yeah, I thought we played well in the second and third period. First period, I didn't like our first period. We looked a little sluggish. Weren't executing our plays and as well as not moving our feet. So, going down 2-0 in the first period and then coming back in a game like that, and just too bad that they scored the third goal. And they made a nice play, a nice individual effort. And, I thought that we competed.
That competes seemed to stay even after that third goal. It looked like the guys and it looked like the bench really wanted to get that goal back.
No, I can tell that the guys are not happy with losing games, and that's what you wish for, for your team, and you want them to hate losing. You want them not to be scared of losing, but you want them to not like losing. And I feel it. The guys are working really hard, and to play three games in four nights like that, with a depleted lineup, with 11 forwards for two games, I thought that we battled hard.
From a coaching standpoint, dealing with that frustration of guys that hate losing and they're tired of losing, how do you help keep morale up in the room and keep their heads focused on not the negative, but let's get the next game, let's get the next shift?
Well, you put the emphasis on the things that we do well. Some things that we need to learn and stuff, and it's not criticizing, but it's, for learning purposes, and, you try to stay as positive as possible, but, when there's an effort and compete level like we had last few games, that's all you can ask for. Obviously, you want to win in every hockey game, but, we want, players to learn, to make the right plays, and, to compete, until, from start to finish.
I think it's okay.
Yes.